from Anshe Sfar Bethel Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Shlach, Be Your Tzitzis. If we ask the question, what is the purpose of the mitzvah of tzitzit, mitzvah to have fringes in the corners of our garments? It's interesting, the radical commentator, Ibn Kaspi, says that actually the fringes are not the four corners, as the rabbis say, but rather to have fringes at the end of the garment, that you don't weave the end of the garment, and there's just fringes there. But that's not what we interpret. That's not what the Chazal say. Why does looking at the tzitzis remind you of all the mitzvot of God? So, Rashi thinks it's because of the numbers of threads. You have 8 strings, you have 5 knots, that's 13. The gematria of tzitzit, when you spell it a certain way, with 2 yuds, which is not the official spelling, then you get 613, so it reminds you of the mitzvot. That's kind of a little far-fetched to imagine that somehow when you look at something, you're going to remember all the gematrias and all the numerologies of it. So Ramban says, no, clearly it's the tchelet. You look at the tchelet, you look at the blue thread, and it's, as the rabbis say, Midrash Tanchum, other places, that Gemara Menachos, that when you see a blue thread, it reminds you of the sky. Sky reminds you of the divine throne. It reminds you of the sea. The sea reminds you of the sky. And the sky reminds you of the divine throne. So when you see that, you'll be stopped from going after Acharei Levavim, Acharei Nechem, to going after thoughts of the heart, thoughts of heresy, as Rashi explains. And then things that the eyes see, which you shouldn't be seeing. These are several explanations that have been given. However, I believe Rabbeinu Bachye, who's generally a mystic, gives a very unmystical interpretation, which I'd like to share. I could be reading it wrong, but let's see if you agree with me that indeed he's saying something quite different. He says, don't go after your eyes, because after all, the heart and the eyes, these are the things that are the messengers of sin. The eye sees, the heart desires, and the body does it. This is not his own idea. This is a Tanchuma. Everyone knows, fine. V'im asa kein. If you did this, if you looked at the tzitzis, and you stopped yourself from doing, going after your heart and after your eyes, ki'ilu roe kisi ha'kovod shudom el-tchilis. It's as if you saw the divine throne, which is similar to blue, as we know. Sapphire stones were seen at Sinai in Parsha of Mishpatim. So if you did it, it's as if you saw the divine throne. In other words, the person is thinking perhaps he'll go after his eyes, perhaps he'll go after his heart in a bad way. And he stops himself and he remembers the mitzvot of God. It's as if he sees the divine throne right in front of him, divine throne being tchelet. The tchelet is a symbol, as he says. He says it's a siman, otlu siman, shelo yudof adam, that you shouldn't go after these things. And in some ways, it's a sign that you didn't. He, she, who does not go after their eyes, does not go after their heart, it's as if you saw the divine throne. Usually we think, when do you see the divine throne? During tefillah, during prayer. You imagine, conjure up the divine throne, you pray, you stand before God's throne. Here he's saying no. A Jew in action, a Jew trying to avoid going after their heart, their eyes, and he does it, he or she avoids that sin, then it's as if you saw the divine throne, didn't you? You had the yira, you had the awe of God to hold back from going the wrong way, and it's as if you're standing in front of the throne, isn't it? You don't have to be praying to stand before the throne. If you avoid sin, that's the greatest, standing before God. Rabbi Salvejik describes beautifully how, you know, there are people in situations that you would think they would violate Jewish law, but due to our commitment to halacha, to Jewish law, to the Torah, to God, we don't, and this is gevura, this is Jewish heroism, is holding back. And when you do that, you are ke'ilu roe kisei hakavod. It's as if you see the divine throne. I'm not sure the Rebbe Bachya means that, but I'd like to suggest that that's what's going on. That when a Jew does that act of Jewish heroism, to hold back from going after our passions, we don't do the wrong thing, we do the right thing, we refrain from the wrong thing. It's as if right then and there, we earned and we deserve to be standing in front of the divine throne. And the tchilet is a sign that I made it. I made it here and back. It's a sign I've been there at that throne and I know what it's like because I've seen that and I'm striving toward that. I'm striving to stand at the divine throne, not to go after my heart, not to go after my eyes, but to stand with the divine throne, recognizing the presence of God in our lives and then the awe and from which we need to act. And if you're in the presence of God, you need to act in an awestruck kind of way. And it's as if when you wear the tzitzis, you're in the presence of the divine throne. And with that, no wrong can befall you. Thank you for joining us here for the discussion of the meaning of tzitzit. Join us each week for the discussion of the parsha and the various holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.